Christ Jesus, my dear friend. A few moments of consideration of the scripture reading read before. Stephen, it is a name not uncommon in our day. Some people very likely choose the name because they like the sound of it. Other people perhaps choose the name because they are acquainted with what is contained in the book of Acts, chapters 6 and 7. They know the Stephen presented in that particular chapter. Stephen is the name which also appears in the catalog of Concordia Seminary. There's a graduate school course which is entitled The Theology of Stephen. In our library, there's a book by one of our professors, Dr. Martin Solomon. The title of the book is Stephen, a Singular Saint. Beyond a doubt, Stephen is a man who is not easily forgotten. Why is Stephen not easily forgotten? The obvious answer, of course, is that he was the first Christian martyr. But I think that there are more reasons why he is not forgotten. Well, Luke accords Stephen a great deal of honor, as Luke presents Stephen to us in chapters 6 and 7. For when Luke speaks about Stephen in chapters 6 and 7, he speaks about Stephen in words and in phrases and in selected incidents in the life of Stephen, which closely parallel those things which are said of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is an honor which is given to Stephen. And I think that that is one of the reasons, too, why Stephen is a man not easily forgotten. Consider some of the descriptions of Stephen. And those that come in scripture with respect to our Lord and Savior. It is said of Jesus that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And after the Lord had been tempted in the wilderness, he was led by the Spirit again into Galilee. And there in the province of in the city of Nazareth, in the synagogue, Jesus picked up the scroll of Isaiah and read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And then Jesus said that prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled in him, the Son of God. And in our text, we read that Stephen too was full of the Holy Spirit. Like Jesus, Stephen was led by the Holy Spirit. Like Jesus, Stephen walked harmoniously with the Spirit and was obedient to the Spirit of God. We read in the scripture that Jesus performed signs and wonders. Some of that kind of power, too, the Lord gave to Stephen. But we read in the text, Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Upon one occasion, our Lord was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and his face did shine as the sun. We read of Stephen in our text. As he sat in the council, those who were in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Our Lord in his public ministry had many enemies. He argued and debated with those enemies. And the scripture says several times, after Jesus had spoken, they did not dare answer him a word. We read in our text that as Stephen disputed, they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Finally, when our Lord was brought to trial, false witnesses had to be brought in. And that kind of judicial injustice, and dare we say, that kind of honor, Stephen enjoyed too. For the text says they set up false witnesses, and they secretly instigated men against Stephen. And of course, we all know the words of our Savior on the cross, Father, forgive them. And we know as well the words of Stephen in chapter 7, where he said, do not lay this sin to their side. So many striking parallels between the life of Stephen and our Lord. I would submit that these are reasons too why Stephen is not easily forgotten. But there is one very significant quality and gift which Stephen had. We read that he was a man who spoke with wisdom. There is the greatest gift which Stephen had from the Lord. This wisdom the Lord gave to him. And we know
that the Lord had wisdom too, for it is written again. He speaks twice in the second chapter about Jesus, that he increased in stature and was full of wisdom, and increased in wisdom too. But part of that wisdom was given by the Lord to Stephen. In that wisdom, Stephen was able to have a proper messianic perspective of the Old Testament. That wisdom enabled Stephen to see that Jesus indeed was the promised Messiah, the Savior of the world. With that wisdom, he was able to hold up for lost humanity the cross, and to lift it high, that men might see where salvation is. And that wisdom enabled Stephen, when he was being stoned to death, to gaze into heaven, and to be charged with peace and confidence. For in that wisdom, he saw actually the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God. The life and the ministry of Stephen are instructive. They point us to Christ. The life and ministry of Stephen are instructive, for they are walked in the pathway of Jesus Christ. Stephen, he is a man. Not easily forgotten.